Gotta talk about Derrick Jackson, right? And the reason I want to talk about Derrick is not because I'm a fan or a hater, although Derrick would classify me as a hater, as he has in the past, right? Some of y'all are like, what do you mean? So Derrick Jackson, he and I went to the same college. Now, we both went to Tuskegee University. I never met the brother, but I believe he went probably 4 or 5 years after I left Tuskegee. He showed up and started going to school there. But we know quite a few of the same people, right? Because, you know, he lives in Atlanta. I know a gang of people out in the A. So we know quite a few of the same people. But I remember years ago, probably about like five, six years ago, I used to do this podcast with my brothers, right? Called the Brown Liquor Experience. And this is a podcast. This is before I started really going heavy on YouTube. But I used to do this podcast on iTunes and all this with my younger brothers. And we had did a podcast talking about Derrick Jackson one time. And I'm pretty sure it's still floating around on the internet somewhere. You can find it. Or matter of fact, I might re-upload the video because I think I turned it into a video. But anyways, we was talking about Derrick. And this is like when Derrick was just booming, you know, before any of these scandals came out. I remember me and my brothers, we was like, this is the type of dude that is, I didn't know he was married at the time. I had a hunch that he may have been married or whatever, but I remember saying, or either my brother, one of us said that this is the type of dude that he is, I guarantee he's out here sleeping with all these women. He's out here being the type of dude that he's telling all these women to avoid. I'm like, I guarantee this is what he's doing. And I said this like 5, 6 years ago. And like I say, Rude Boy, my bad. Got you confused with another person. But Rude Boy, I believe he was around. He probably can recall those episodes from back in the day. But we said this like 5, 6 years ago. This is the type of dude that is out here smashing all the chicks, being the dirtbag dude that he is telling these chicks to stay away from. I'm like, I promise you, this is what this dude is doing. And then anyways, I remember Derrick Jackson got a hold of the podcast, and I guess he listened to it. And then he went on Instagram and put me on blast, talking about, oh, these dudes are a bunch of haters. Well, first he had DM'd me, right? He was like, before you start talking smack, why don't you contact me and we can have a sit down and talk about this. Now, granted, he didn't know me. He didn't know we knew the same people. I think somebody, a mutual friend, had passed our podcast off to him or something. I don't know. But anyways, then he went on to put me on blast. But like, it wasn't no big deal or nothing like that. I never did get to sit down and chop it up with the dude. But I just remember when this whole thing came out about him cheating on his wife about a year or two ago, everybody was like, oh, look at this. I'm like, damn, I've been called this. I called this out like 5, 6 years ago. So I'm like, I knew these type of dudes, man. I'm not saying that I know a whole bunch of dudes like that, but it's like, bro, it was just too painfully obvious that a dude of that caliber, right? And now when I say that caliber, what I'm saying is this is a dude that a bunch of women find attractive. You know what I'm saying? A dude that a bunch of women find attractive. He's popping on social media because every time I went on Facebook, dude, there will be, you know, on my Facebook friends list, dude, it would be countless women resharing something from this dude, right? Or what was that infamous meme that he had posted where he's carrying the grocery bags out the back of the truck and he got like all these bags in his hand and he's all ripped up and muscular? Dude, I must have seen that meme 1,000 times on Facebook, just women just constantly resharing this thing. And then so I finally started, I was asking, like, who is this dude? And one of my frat brothers, he was like, yo, you know, this dude went to Tuskegee. I was like, what the hell? So I started looking into it, discovered he was an author, and I started kind of paying attention. I was like, this is the type of nigga that's probably smashing all these chicks that he is telling these chicks they need to avoid dudes like him. He is that dude. Like, he is that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that was my little Derrick Jackson experience. Nothing too crazy. You know, I never pulled up on him like Obsidian where I'm going to his shows and studying his every move. It never got that serious with me. It was just, a one-time somewhat of an interaction because he didn't like what me and my brother was saying. Because basically in that podcast, we were just saying, like, yo, you are that dude that you're telling chicks to not be with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're that nigga. And came out years later, the great G Dizzle is right. So anyways, we all know Derrick Jackson is out here. From what I hear, he's getting a divorce. I don't know who filed, but I'm under the assumption he probably filed for divorce. Like, I don't keep up with the Derrick Jackson drama and saga. I ain't got all the tea. I know just what y'all know. Whatever I see pop up on the social medias is all I go by. I don't got people sending me secret messages. I don't know none of that crap. So, but what I will say is this shouldn't come as a shock. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he was cheating on his wife and he got exposed, he was out here banging all these chicks, and then we discovered who his wife was, right? Basically, they were college sweethearts. They both went to Tuskegee. And I seen old pictures of what they, you know, what they looked like back in the day before the fame and the money. They were just some regular, especially her. She was just, you know, a regular-looking chick. And back then, he looked like just a regular nigga that played for the football team. Like, nothing stood out about the dude to where it was like, oh, this is the chick that, I mean, this is the nigga that all the chicks are finna be gravitating towards, right? I don't know exactly when that transition happened, but whatever. But they just look like some regular college kids, right? Nigga played for the football team. She went to Tuskegee. Like a basic chick out there on the yard, and you know, they linked up, had a relationship, got married or whatever, and he became Derrick Jackson, the public figure. And then obviously his status elevated. He got money coming at him. His wardrobe done switched up, lifestyle done switched up, and you know, like I say, with money, all of a sudden here come all the chicks, and you know, we all know the rest, right? He got busted sleeping around on his wife. His wife, she come out there with the bonnet, talking about, you know, on some old super religious type of crap. And then Derek's over here talking about he's going to get back into the church and make it work with his wife and his family. And now all of a sudden, fast forward to the present day, he's out here talking about he's divorcing his wife. And this shouldn't come as a shock to anybody, because my thing is, you know, based off of what I heard, this is what I've heard, right, from other content creators. Especially the women, they're basically saying that he's one of these dudes that has like this, he's addicted to sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if y'all remember when it first got exposed he was cheating on his wife. And I think Tasha K did an exclusive, or quote unquote exclusive, with some random chick that never showed her face, who claimed to have, was having somewhat of an affair with Derrick Jackson or something like that, right? I don't know, she was like a doctor or something. Anyways, I remember she was telling this story how she was messing with Derrick, and she said Derrick would be in the parking lot while she's in the doctor's office. He's in the parking lot, you know, either he's making videos talking about how you should be a good man and how women need to find a good man, and also he's in the parking lot, you know, just whacking off. Like, this is what the chick said. The chick said the nigga was in the parking lot whacking off while he was waiting on her to clock out from the doctor's office. Now, I can't confirm or deny this. This is what I heard on Tasha K's channel from this person that I've never seen a picture of, that claims to have had an affair with Derrick Jackson, right? But I kind of believe that to possibly be true. And what do I mean? So, listen, for those of you, for dudes out there, a lot. So this is going to be hard to understand for dudes out there that have never experienced women chasing you or women just lusting after you. Like, and the reason why I'm laughing is because I believe there's so many of these dudes in the manosphere that listen to this content. And I've said this in the past before, that I genuinely feel sorry for so many dudes that, you know, they vent about their frustrations with the opposite sex. But I just genuinely feel sorry that most of these dudes have probably never experienced what it's like to have a woman genuinely lust after you. She's not lusting after your money. She's not lusting after your status. She's lusting after you off of the strength of how you look to her. Like, there is a genuine, raw, primal sexual attraction she has to you. And every time she sees you, the panties get super, super moist, right? And so I just feel sorry for so many of you dudes who have never experienced that in life, man. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I've been in that position before, where, you know, plenty of times, but, you know, not to brag or flex, but I can understand what that mentality is like when you got a lot of chicks that are just genuinely lusting after you just off of the strength of how you look because they're sexually attracted to you. And it's not about the money, status, and all this. They just want to smash. You know what I'm saying? And so when that happens, when you get immersed into that type of environment or that type of world where, you know, when you walk out, there's going to be some chick who will just drop everything and she'll risk her marriage just to go sleep with you just to see what it's like, right? As a dude, you'll find yourself in this position where you got like this extremely high sex drive, right? Extremely high, where it's like always on your mind. You're constantly thinking about it. You can't ever turn that crap off because you know that the moment you step out the house, there is going to be a chick that you will meet that day that will probably risk it all just to sleep with you, just to see what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so if you're a dude that has never experienced that, it's, in my opinion, it's hard for you to relate to a Derrick Jackson and why he's probably divorcing his wife and why he would possibly be in the parking lot waiting on a chick to get off work while he's allegedly in the truck beating off, waiting on, like you would just have to, like I say, if you've never experienced that level of desire that the opposite sex has towards you, it's very hard for you guys to comprehend that, right? But anyway, so this is what I think is probably leading up to it. I think his sex drive, right? I think the dude might be legit addicted to sex because I promise you, he probably got so many women that's throwing it at him, been having it thrown at him. They're constantly in the DMs, throwing it at him, and then now he's got to sit here and try to balance this image of being this wholesome husband or trying to repair his marriage. But you're Derrick Jackson at the same damn time. You're not like this average nigga. You know, the chicks think you look good. You got money. You got celebrity status. And then you're married to this bonnet warrior who's all holier than thou. And I can almost promise you with his wife, I promise you, the sex game with the wife probably ain't popping. It was probably popping once upon a time when they was in college, sneaking around, doing all kind of goofy stuff like college kids do. But, you know, as she transitioned into more of this holier, this religious warrior where she got her bonnet on her head and she's cursing everybody who ain't married or trying to talk about their marriage, I can promise you this, he's probably sexually bored with his wife, man. And now he's back out on the streets. He got to have that appetite fed, man, because it's real. I promise you, if you've never experienced it and you're one of these dudes crying and complaining, I feel for you, man. I feel that is one of the things that, if you see, a lot of dudes get in this space, right? A lot of dudes get in this space and they be on some, oh, I got my education, I got my money, I got my life together, I got this, I got that, I got yada, yada, yada. I'm like, I get it. All of that stuff sounds noble. It sounds noble, right? Oh, you're doing the right things. You're educated. You got your business. Your credit's together. You're this, you're that, the third. But a lot of dudes just tend to overlook the fact that women have sexual desires just like men. They got, if not equal, probably even more stronger. I don't freaking know. But they have sex. They're sexual beings like men. Like they'll look at a nigga. They can be like, yo, I want to fuck this nigga right here. I'll marry this lame looking nigga for stability, but I really want to give this nigga all the pussy because this nigga just, he just makes it get gushy for me just off the looks, right? And I think a lot of dudes, they really don't understand that concept, man, because they've never been in that position to where a chick eyeballed them in such a way, right? Where a chick just, like, I will give y'all some stories, but I'm not going to give y'all no stories, but I'm just saying, if you've never been that dude to where, like I said, you ain't got to have no money, no fame, but a chick just looks at you and she just gets gushy off of looking at you. If you ain't never been that nigga, you really don't understand what that is like. You know what I'm saying? And then because once that constantly happens to you, you get kind of accustomed to that crap. You know what I'm saying? You get like, dude, I learned this when I was in high school, starting with the, like, I ain't gonna go into the stories. Let me, I can't do story time, but I learned this early in high school, right? And it lasted a good while. You get accustomed to this crap, man, where chicks is constantly looking at you because they just want to smash. That's it. They might not like you as boyfriend, husband material. They might think you're a complete dirtbag, but they still want to see what it's hitting for in the bedroom. Like, if you have never been in that position, you don't know what it's like. And so when you get in that position and you're constantly used to, you get accustomed to chicks just constantly throwing it at you like that, just off of the strength of how you look, you kind of get spoiled, and that kind of drives your sexual appetite up even more, man. I mean, all dudes have this sexual appetite, but when you can actually feed it, and then after you feed it from one person, you can go to the next and get replenished from the next and the next and the next. Dude, I'm telling you, you never really get over that crap. You gotta really wing yourself off that crap. You know what I'm saying? And it can be hard. Even if you're married, it can be, oh, Jesus. It can be hard. Trust me, I know. It can be very hard. So somebody says the game is in you, not on you. That's partially true. It doesn't really require game. Like, look, I'm not no relationship expert, right? I'm not even trying to pretend to be one, although technically I probably could be one, but I'm not trying to come off as a relationship dating expert, never mind the fact that I've been married almost 17 years, but whatever. I'm just telling you, the thing that is often left out of these conversations when people talk about why women choose the men they want, or why men want certain women of a certain caliber, or if you're pumping. What a lot of dudes often fail to tell niggas out here on these black YouTube streets is that there are women that will just, they just want to smash off of the strength of how a nigga looks because she is sexually attracted to this nigga. Don't matter how much money he got, what his fame is like, his accomplishments is like, his educational accomplishments, his business, none of that crap matters. If a woman is sexually attracted, she could be married to a millionaire nigga. If she finds this little minimum wage looking nigga that work at McDonald's sexually attractive, and she wants him bad enough, every time she sees him, that thing gets all gushy, she gonna find a way to get that nigga some pussy. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's just how, I mean, listen. I'll give you a little story. It happened to me when I was 16 years old. I was literally working at Burger King. 16 years old, literally working at Burger King. The second chick I ever slept with was, she was like 22, 23 years old. She had a boyfriend. As a matter of fact, she had a kid, and she had a boyfriend. And I think the boyfriend may have been playing stepdaddy to the kid. But she wanted to mess with this damn 16-year-old that she thought was 17. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the rest is, she kind of quote-unquote turned me out sexually. I put it like that. But not in no LGBT way, but, you know, she just kind of, you know, showed me some things. I was like, ooh, I didn't know it was supposed to be like that. You know what I'm saying? And the rest is history. But the point is, that's just kind of how this thing goes, man. That is just how this thing goes. So when I see Derrick Jackson out here, I'm like, I'm not condoning it, but I probably understand that your man's probably isn't being sexually satisfied by his wife. Like, his craving is probably too damn high. He has too many options being thrown at him. His sex drive is probably off the freaking meter, and she can't fulfill it. She can't satisfy that need. And white Jesus ain't going to be able to fix it right now until he starts getting a little bit older and his testosterone starts going down a little bit. But right now, because I think he's in his mid-30s or something like that, his sex drive is probably off the freaking chain right now, man. And like I say, every time he opens up that damn phone and looks at Instagram, it's probably about 50 chicks throwing it at him every single day. And they all probably some baddies. So it doesn't come as a surprise to me. You know what I mean? No, we ain't do none of that. We ain't get that advance. We ain't do all that. anyways, let's go to our favorite website, y'all. The greatest website in the world. The greatest website ever created by man next to YouTube, TikTok. We got to go to the TikToks. We got to go see what the community is out here yapping about. So let's go ahead and get it cracking. Well, before we do that, let's see if y'all don't hear yapping about something. Hold on. You had to develop that type of game. Yeah, he's a sex addict. I've tried. Listen, there was at one point I could have checked. Listen, there was one point in my life before I met the wife. There was one point in my life where I possibly could have checked myself in to be declared a sex addict, because I had it. I kind of had it bad. I had it bad at one point where I just couldn't stop thinking about it, and I couldn't stop doing it because it was just available to me. And during that point in my life, shit, I was out here messing people's marriages. I was doing all kind of goofy shit. But it just kind of was what it was, you know what I'm saying? Took a lot for me to turn that shit off. Once he has health issues, he will want a wholesome, healthy family in life, then die 3 years later. Seen this movie before. We'll see. I don't know. I don't wish any death upon the brother. The wife was more than likely chasing after their two small kids. I mean, yeah. She probably is. I mean, they do. I don't know how many kids they got hold they got. But I'm just telling you, he is probably that type of dude that has a ridiculously high sex drive. And then it doesn't help the fact that he got chicks constantly probably throwing it at him. All right, so let's get to the TikToks, man. See what they out here yapping about. Let me reload it.
Child, this is messy. I was going to go on a TikTok break, but I got to speak on this. So, hard to believe, but there was a time when men were advocating for black women on Instagram. Yet, they had alternative motives. This man was telling black women what they want to hear. You're not the problem. That man is the problem. That man, he wasn't fit to lead you in your life. You shouldn't change. You're always perfect. Turns out he was scouting women to cheat with. Telling women what they want. Smooth talking. He had lost a lot of weight and got super fit. And y'all know who men who lose weight act. They get real cocky. But his wife looked disheveled. And this is the first time we ever seen a wife. Heard of a wife. We didn't even know he was married. And I tell you, his wife went bonkers, bro. Going on lives, calling people every name in the book. Calling them evil spirits, demons. Wishing.
See, listen, it's kind of, so this is his wife right here, right? Now, look, I've seen pictures of her dolled up, right? So she put some makeup on. She could do the whole IG. Somebody says RP to their headphones. Hey, look, I don't know why that does that. I don't know. It is what it is, man. But I've seen pictures of his wife dolled up. Now, if she was like dolled up all the time, she could possibly come across as one of these IG chicks, right? But I'm just saying, when we actually got for real introduced to her, she didn't, you know, we seen her with the bonnet. You know what I'm saying? The bonnet on her head. Listen, here's what I'm trying to get at. If the first introduction to the public of your wife is with a bonnet on her head, looking all disheveled and toe up from the flow up, I really don't think that's gonna help with mending anything and moving forward. And then every time we see your wife, she just out here looking crazy and cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I don't know if this is really gonna help to bring the marriage, make the marriage stronger, to make a dude just totally forget about all the other options in his DMs and just focus on this right here. I'm not saying that she's a horrible woman. She got some, like I said, I've seen what she looked like dolled up, but I'm just saying, you just put yourself in this man's shoes, right? This is what your wife is looking like in public. It's one thing she's looking like this around the house because that's just you and her. But even in a public space, she's putting on this look right here. But in your DMs, you probably got top-notch chicks in your DMs. I mean, I don't see how this is going to help keep your man from going astray. You know what I'm saying? It seems like if you want to keep your man away from all the thoughts out there, well, you might need to, at least in a public persona, you might need to put on and come across as just as good looking, if not better looking, than the thoughts that are flooding his Instagram. I mean, that's just my, it's like, it's like my wife, right? My wife could be, you know, she's lounging around the crib. You know, she look like, you know, what she look like. But every picture y'all see of my wife on social media, she's you know, is top notch. Hair done, nails done, everything did. Like, my wife doesn't have one busted up pic on social media, right? She doesn't have one. You know what I'm saying? And it's not because she's necessarily doing it for me, but although I do appreciate it. But my wife doesn't want to come across as looking like some busted up chick. You know what I'm saying? So.
Call them evil spirits, demons, wishing on people's wife, their kids, their husband. Other people she hope their kids. It's like, oh my God. Were they finally getting a divorce? I thought this is long overdue. They should have been got divorced. Child, this is messy. I was going to go on a.
So. Yeah. Let's see what else.
Denea Jackson getting on the internet cursing people's health, people's children, people's marriages, all because hers was fucking failing just for Derek to turn around and divorce her, tells me Christians do not understand Christianity the way they say they do. They have yet to come to the conclusion that the Bible is a book of spells and hexes and y'all are pagans. That's all this shit is. You just practice differently. Because that hex said anybody that speaks ill of her or Derek. Well, Derek was the one speaking ill of Denea to the bitches he's fucking. And before y'all go, why are you laughing at that woman's downfall? Because pray tell, what prayer is she gonna pray now? Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. I told y'all, play where it's motherfucking safe. Denea Jackson getting on the internet.
What is this chick talking about, man? Let's listen to this again. I was kind of distracted by something else. Give me a second. Hold up. Give me 1 second. Hold on. I'm trying to fix something on my end. Oh, here we go.
That cursing people's health, people's children, people's marriages, all because hers was fucking failing just for Derek to turn around and divorce her, tells me Christians do not understand Christianity the way they say they do. They have yet to come to the conclusion that the Bible is a book of spells and hexes and y'all are pagans. That's all this shit is. You just practice differently. Because that hex said anybody that speaks ill of her or Derek. Well, Derek was the one speaking ill of Denea to the bitches he's fucking. And before y'all go, why are you laughing at that woman's downfall? Because
yo, this chick's laugh just reminds me of like a fat chick who's just happy as hell. She got a whole bunch of Little Debbie snack cakes just dropped in her lap. I mean, listen to this laugh, man.
Let's pray tell, what prayer is she gonna pray now? Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. I told y'all, play where it's motherfucking safe. Denea Jackson, get.
This laugh is something else, man. This laugh is crazy. Are we getting no sound over here? What's going on, man? Why the sound acting stupid today? Man, this video doesn't have any sound.
So we gonna sit here and act like none of us saw this coming. So this isn't like logical. There was a mismatch from jump. The one person that should have just listened to his advice is the person who married him, which she shouldn't have. He was a player before.
Is that Sansa Ray? Is this Sansa Ray, y'all? The actual the Sansa Ray that was on Obsidian. Is this her? Sansa Ray Monique clips. Is this the actual Sansa Ray that we all know from Black YouTube?
Before she dated him, and she knew that. She knew what she was getting herself into. Ladies, stop marrying and having babies by men that you know play women. Never think you're going to be the one to change them. Because they change when they're ready to. Not a second before. He tried to tell women who he was. He taught y'all who to avoid. He did you a favor. Telling you to not date men like him. So we gonna sit here and act like.
Is that the Sansa Ray from YouTube that has like a couple babies, couple baby daddies, and faked her death? Is that who this chick is? Who pays attention to that Sansa Ray chick? Is that her? I think that might be her. I don't know.
Yeah, Good morning, players. How y'all doing on this good Saturday morning? Well, I just scurried my ass on over there to the Mickey D's to get me and my husband and the kids some big breakfast with hotcakes because I ain't cooking shit. And while I was over there in the line, honey, I was strolling the social media streets. They are hot, honey. And I got some tea and I'm ready to spill it. So grab your cups. Child social media influencer and self-proclaimed relationship expert Derrick Jackson and his wife, the 5-4 divorce. This comes just weeks after his wife, Danae Jackson.
You say the videos are way loud. I don't know how to control all that. Listen, I don't know. Listen, I'm not a sound board engineer. I'm just a nigga going live on YouTube. So I'm trying to do what I can do. But you know, it is what it is, man. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I don't know.
And took to the Instagram to tell everybody if you wishing bad on her and Derrick's relationship, she made your wives become widows and made your kids become vagabonds.
To speaking against the names Danae Jackson and Derrick Jackson in mockery, accusations, slanders, and lies, may the mercies of God be withdrawn from you. May your husbands and wives become widows. Let your children become fatherless. Let your seed become vagabonds on the earth. Let the words of your mouth and your words of your hands be returned back to you. Let it
what
go
is this
down
chick
your
talking about?
Took you slowly until your days become few on the earth. The word of God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You've been warned. And if you want to know where that
listen. Listen, I'm not trying to come down on you know people who are religious and everything, but I'm just gonna keep it a buck, man. I think your man's Derrick Jackson probably got tired of this right here. If this is what she's doing online, just imagine what's going on in that house. Every time he wake up in the morning, she got a Bible verse ready for him to go. He over here trying to slide the panties to the left. She over here hitting this nigga with Bible verse. That's what I think was probably going on, man. He probably couldn't do it anymore.
That is at in the Bible. Go to Psalm 109. Go to Psalm 35. Go to Psalm 140. Go to Psalm 141. And keep our names out of your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Have a blessed day.
Baby, that was just a few weeks ago when she made that video. And now her and Derek.
She kind of chunky right there. You know what I'm saying?
Derrick have filed for divorce. Derrick made the announcement on his Instagram. He said, over the past several months, my family and I have gone through many changes. Some of you have speculated while others of you have reached out to offer support as we privately established this new normal for ourselves and our beautiful children. Earlier this year, after much prayer counseling, deep consideration, we decided to go our separate ways and file for divorce. Making the decision to file was one of the hardest decisions of my life, but I found peace knowing that our mission is raising healthy children. Falling in love as teenagers to becoming spouses and now co-parents, I'm grateful for the years we spent together and I wouldn't trade them for anything. We ask that you pray and please pray for us as we navigate this grieving process. If not, please respect our privacy. Now, he said several months ago they filed for divorce. Maybe they were still working on things because the...
So this is the pic that came out. This is supposed to be the new chick right here. So...
Nails Jackson's video that was just a few weeks ago is very confusing. Now, if they decide to go their separate ways several months ago, Derrick Jackson had no choice but to make this public announcement because... he was spotted out with some female and child. That ain't Danae. She don't dress like that. Look, I'm married. I do not wish bad upon any marriage because karma will split in the block on you real quick. But y'all can put y'all thoughts in the comments. This is Double D. Good morning, players. How y'all doing?
Let's see.
All right, y'all. I know it's late, and I know so many other TikTok creators have talked about this, but I got to speak my piece real quick. Derrick Jackson is divorcing his wife.
This guy's called Double Minority. You see what he's about. It's probably gonna get real zesty on this video.
This can't be the same wife who is cursing us with scripture. And y'all know I'm deconstructing my religion, but I had to go to God and be like, okay, well, she pulling out this book of Psalms. Like, I need some protection. I need some protection under the blood because I listened to a little bit too much. A lot of y'all may not understand, but that video she posted was giving Hogwarts graduate. It was giving
Crucio.
It was giving. In addition, when that news broke, it was like, it can't be the same woman who said this.
You see a bonnet, I see the helmet of salvation. You see an army green shirt, I see the breastplate of righteousness.
Like, a lot of us know the story, Jesus. We have been tuned in, but after all of that, he had the audacity, the gall, the nerve to be...
See, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is what I'm talking about. This is who he's posted up taking pics with. And this is who's at the crib waiting on him with the bonnet, the bonnet helmet, looking like this, just looking real basic. You know what I'm saying? But this is who's all up in his Instagram and the DMs. Like, how are you going to listen? And especially as a dude that's still in his 30s. Who still got vitality. How you going to sit here? How long do y'all think he can fight this off, man? How long do y'all think he can really resist that? Everybody knows you. You got money. You got fame. Chicks is digging you. And chicks like this are all up in your damn DMs probably every damn day. But at home, you getting hit with Bible verses and helmet bonnets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think this should come as a shock to anybody that your man's is filing for divorce, because I guarantee she probably ain't. My man's is probably tired of that. I'm just keeping it a buck. I'm not saying that he don't care about his wife and his kids, but I'm just like, he probably all this religious talk. That should be stuff she should be hitting them with when they both in their 60s and 70s and they preparing to go meet their maker. Not at no 30-something years old when you still young and vibrant and you got these chicks like this sliding up in your DMs every day. I'm just saying.
Women lie, what? Meanwhile, she's been trying to start a business on how to keep your marriage, and you on IG telling people how filing for a divorce was one of the hardest decisions in your life. Sir, based on the evidence, it didn't seem that hard. I'm not gonna lie, I do kind of feel for her, but sis, you need to understand, the public, us, we were never the enemy in this situation. All right, y'all, I know it's late, and I know so many other
I just wish people would be real about this, man. Like I say, everybody can have all the think pieces in the world. Oh, he's dirty, he's cheating on his wife, he did his wife dirty. And look, I'm not saying that you're wrong. Because he did. He publicly admitted that he did. But you also have to just put yourself in the position of this dude. Young, very successful, extremely well-known, famous. We'll just call it famous. The dude is famous. Right? This is what's waiting for you every day. Banging your head with Bible verses and scriptures. And this is what's popping up in your DMs. Snapchatting that coochie. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do y'all honestly expect is going to happen with a dude of this status, bro? Especially when this is probably being thrown at him 50, 11 times a day. You know what I mean? I'm just keeping it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out here, what is this? Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, Derrick Jackson has just announced his divorce from his wife. And, you know, this is an old lesson.
First off, this chick is sitting in her car yelling to the top of her lungs. Why do y'all do this? You're in your car. You don't have to yell to the top of your lungs in your car. What is wrong with this chick, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, Derrick Jackson has just announced his divorce from his wife. And, you know, this is an old lesson to a new generation. And I want you to understand the lesson that you should gather from this situation. Number one, that black man built his career on the backs of a black woman. What? And sold it to black women while he was shitty the whole time.
That's not too far off.
Be very clear. And then number two, baby, his damn wife got on the internet, baby, and cussed everybody out while she stood the test of time after he done damn cheated, sent ravens to our damn crops while the demon was eating up your goddamn marriage. Bitch, the curse was in your goddamn house all the time. And I'm here to tell young women, decenter marriage in your life. Because what good is a marriage to a shitty nigga? All right? Ladies and gentlemen, Derrick Jackson has just announced his divorce from his wife.
This chick loud as hell. But all right, let's see. I got to check the dates on these videos. What's this one?
Y'all, I was on Facebook. Of course, I'm banned until tomorrow, but I'm able to look, browse at things. So let me tell you what I ran up on. It was a post by someone and a picture of Derrick Jackson. It was from his Instagram page. Derrick Jackson writes, and I went to his Instagram page. Hold on a minute. I went to his Instagram page to read what was said, okay?
What'd he say?
This was posted on his page an hour ago. Derrick Jackson writes, over the past several months, my family and I have gone through many changes. Some of you have speculated while others of you have reached out and deep consideration, but I found still being accomplished. From falling in love as just teen together and wouldn't all she's meant to our family. We ask that if you pray, please respect our privacy. Y'all, did I not tell you in my video that the prayer that she prayed would wind up coming back home? Right? Now, according to what he said, this was something they decided earlier. So then that's the truth. Then those recent videos that she posted was from a heart or from the mind of someone in grief and grasping for straws, that's what it looked like. All in all, y'all, I told you.
Okay.
Sent it right on back home, did she not?
Right. She told us, y'all, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what else is cracking. Find some recent videos, people talking about this. See what this guy talking about.
Well, I hope you have that helmet of salvation, sweetie, because you're going to need it.
Jesus, that guy sound extra zesty. Listen to the zestiness in his voice.
Well, I hope you have that helmet of salvation, sweetie, because you're going to need it.
TikTok is like the safe haven of zesty Negroes, man. Let's see. All right, all these are older videos from last year. All right, anyways, that's what's cracking with you, man. Well, let's go see. Derrick Jackson. Let's go see Derrick Jackson, new girl. Let's see. They talking about the new girl. Let's see. We already listened to them.
Look.
What the hell is this?
She about kill me. Michelle. Michelle, why they hate for the people them? Why? Michelle, she about kill me. Why? Michelle, why? Look.
What the hell is this, bruh? What y'all niggas be putting on online, bruh? What is this crap? What is this? you doing the most. All right, I think that's all we got. Did I see this video? That's Diddy. Let's see. I want to see somebody talking about his new girl. All right, all these are older videos. All right, that's it for that, man. That's Derrick Jackson, so nobody should be shocked. I mean, it should be kind of is what it is at this point, man. All right, let's go to the next subject, Brittany Griner. So America's favorite stud got traded. I heard she's going to the Lakers, but America's favorite stud got traded for supposedly one of the most dangerous men in the world, a terrorist and an arms dealer. An arms dealer that wanted to supply, or not wanted, but has supplied countless munitions to various African armies and tribes, et cetera, so they can go out there and slaughter each other. In addition, he wanted to kill Americans, right? He's supposed to be doing like 25 years to life in prison here in America. Well, America's favorite stud, Brittany Griner, got traded. And, you know, here we are.
See, Brittany Griner is a man. Well, come on now. This is another conspiracy situation. But you see this picture. No shirt. It's apparently an old photo.
That's what. Not to be able to play and to play at this level, you can't not go to the weight room. You can't just show up and, you know, do everything on the court while everybody else is getting stronger.
Elbow high? Perfect. There you go.
It's kind of like somebody that goes to work, you know, downtown or whatever. You know, you got to drive in, yeah, be on time. Like a nigga, well, my drive in being on time is going to the weight room first and getting strong.
See, Brittany.
Well, Brittany sounds like a dude, man. I don't care what none of y'all say. That sounds like, this sounds like a dude. Listen.
Well, are you ready for a flight?
Yes.
Good.
This sounds like a dude, man.
Well, are you ready for a flight?
Yes.
Ну вы знаете, куда вы летите?
Do you know where I'm heading to?
No.
No?
No. No.
Вы летите домой.
You fly back home.
To the US.
To the US.
Да, конечно. Так что все будет нормально.
Everything will be fine.
Y'all have never heard Brittany Griner speak before? Brittany Griner has a deep voice, bruh. Like, it ain't, listen. She got a legit deep voice.
Makes me sad to hear you say, I don't want to play in the league then. I'll just go get money overseas, and I don't want to play in the league. How serious are you when you say that because of your frustration?
I'm very serious when I say that, and it does suck because...
Listen.
I do love playing here in the States. I mean, who doesn't want to play here at in your home, in front of my fans, in front of my family? It really bothers me, but... I'm at a point where it's like, okay, we're already underpaid, so I feel undervalued anyway. But there's no protection, you know, throughout the season. So
this might be a real life Juana man.
I feel like I'm not getting protected. I'm not being valued, not getting paid, getting beat up all the time. Why put my body through that when I can go overseas and make seven figures and maybe play longer? From taking off the summer and actually being able to rest my body versus playing year round, literally year round.
Why do you do it?
Because I love the game and I love Phoenix. Like, honestly, I love it here in Phoenix. From Jim, our GM, to Sandy, to Vince, to Bryce, to I'm talking to everybody, our wonderful training staff. I literally love it here and they've done so much to help me with.
So now my question is, now that Brittany's back, how many of y'all are going to go watch her games? Everybody, listen, I seen so many people between Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, yeah, Brittany's back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, how many of y'all going to actually go out there and watch a game? And I had posted this on Facebook. I said, I bet none of y'all are going to go watch this games, Brittany's games, right? And so this white chick I know, who's an uber liberal, She comes on my post on Facebook and says, why do we have to care about her profession? Oh, we can just care about her as a human being. How come we can't care about her as a human being? I said, because the mere fact that you don't support her profession is the reason why she went to Russia in the first damn place, right? And then, of course, it was crickets after that. I'm like, how do y'all not connect the dots on this crap, right? The chick is playing in Russia because nobody watches the whack-ass WNBA. But all of a sudden, y'all are so concerned about her humanity and what's going on in Russia and why does she have to go to Russia in the first place? It's because all of you purple-haired Uber liberals and woe is me black folks, none of y'all niggas watch the WNBA. That's why. Y'all are the reason why she's playing overseas in Russia and got so comfortable where she thought she could smuggle in some illegal substances. That's what happened, right? And now, as a result of you all not supporting the WNBA because y'all care about black women's and all that crap, even ones with deep voices like this, now we have a notorious terrorist and arms dealer out in Russia just living his best life right now, about to turn up for Putin. You know what I'm saying? So I blame this on the woe is me's and the purple-haired liberals out there.
Brittany Griner has been freed in a prisoner exchange for the Merchant of Death. That's the nickname of this captured Russian arms dealer who the U.S. gave back to Russia. Victor Boot was accused of shipping guns to rebels and terrorists.
This is all pro-blacks' fault.
Right.
This is all pro-blacks' fault. When Victor Bout or Victor Boot, whatever his name is, when he goes back to Russia, because he's the plug for Russia, y'all. This is Putin's plug right here. He goes back to Russia. He out here getting nuclear bombs all over the place and weapons all over the place. This is all pro-black liberals' fault, man. Because y'all was whining and crying about some chick who went to another country and broke the law. Now we got a damn freaking terrorist on the loose out there. This is y'all's fault, man.
Around the world, including Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and rebels in Rwanda. The DEA finally busted Boot in 2008 by luring him out of Russia with a fake arms deal. He's now been released to Russia, having served less than half of a sentence. Brittany Griner has been freed in a prisoner exchange.
All this for a 7-foot-tall light-skinned nigga. Nah, it's your fault. It's your fault. Y'all did all this. Y'all supported Biden, man. Let's see.
Footage and photos of Brittany Griner at the work.
Didn't we do a video with this dude already? I could have swore. Yeah, I did a video with this. What's up with this dude in the bonnets, man? In the bonnets. Is this a thing? This is the second video I've seen with this nigga wearing a bonnet.
Work camp was just released in bro. Russian media leaked the video to combat those stating that she was in horrible living conditions and that all types of wrong was going on. Now, people on social media are all arguing, saying that, bro, Shoddy was capping. We got her back for no reason. While other people are saying that it doesn't matter what working condition she was in, the main goal was getting her off of that 9-year prison sentence. You can watch the video on Google or on College Kid on Instagram. All I got to say is, you know what? I'm not even going to say nothing. What do y'all think?
I think you need to take that damn bonnet off your head. You look ridiculous with that bonnet.
So, did y'all hear what happened?
Brittany Griner has been released from the Russian jail and one of the biggest trades in history. Yes! We did it!
So right now you may be wondering, so who they trade her for? The ex-Marine who was wrongfully jailed over there for over 16 years? No! Victor Boot, the Merchant of Death. That's literally his name. The Merchant of Death. It literally sounds like a Resident Evil character type of name. Like, this guy literally looks like he'd be an Iron Man villain. Like, he stole one of Iron Man's arc reactors and started making all types of, like, energy weapons to start selling to, like, to warlords and crap. He literally looks like one of these type of guys. They traded the Merchant of...
What the hell is it? I mean, I'm scared to click on this. What is this? Yeah, I got to get off that. Get out of there. All right. So anyways, y'all, that's what's cracking. Your girl, Brittany Griner, man. We got, listen to this nut. This nigga gets on my nerves right here. What's he got to say?
Brittany Griner finally freed after 294 days in prison. Welcome home, BG. But what does it actually mean?
No, we only recognize one BG. That's Baby Gangsta from the Hot Boys. Stop calling her BG. Because every time they say BG, I think of Lil Doogie from the Hot Boys.
Brittany Griner finally freed after 294 days in prison. Welcome home, BG. But what does it actually mean? We had to release a dude named the Merchant of Death. That's his nickname, Victor Bout, a known Russian arms dealer, wire fraud, money laundering, acquired anti-aircraft missiles, acquired an illegal plane, and conspired to kill Americans. So now, this person who clearly has a vendetta out to kill Americans was free on the street. It was truly a lose-lose. We know the Biden administration had to bring back Brittany Griner, 294 days in prison, far too long. But this evil human being, Victor Bout, is just walking across the street free. It's a win for Brittany Griner and her family. Welcome home, BG. But it's a lose to have Victor Bout back on the streets.
I don't disagree with him. All right, that's that, man. That is that, ladies and gentlemen. So Derek Jackson, Brittany Griner were all the everybody was yapping about this week. I don't think there's anything else I want to talk about. Let's see. All right, that's it. I'll take this off. Brittany Griner, Derek Jackson. Who else? Did I forget somebody? Oh yeah. Deion Sanders, that was the other hot topic this week. So I ain't really feel like talking about Deion. I mean, here's my opinion on Deion real quick. As a person who has been to an HBCU, G Dizzle went to Tuskegee University, right? I know firsthand all about HBCUs, right? Spent 4 years of my life there, right? So here's my two cents about that. If you want, if HBCUs, if they want top-notch talent to the likes of a Deion Sanders, you're going to have to pay these Negroes. I don't care what Deion said about all the love of the HBCUs, we doing this for us, I'm black and I'm proud, all that stuff, right? At the end of the day, it boils down to money. You were paying a man $300,000 and he was donating half of his salary to the school. That's problem number one. Why is this man donating half of his money to the school? And I know some of y'all are thinking, well, because the school needs it. Let me tell you guys about Tuskegee University. 1998, when I went to Tuskegee, it cost $16,000 a year to go to that school. And there were probably 5,000 to 6,000 students on campus. So you do the math right there. We talking about, I don't know, a lot of damn money. So it's not like, now I'm not saying that they have the money to pay people $5 million, but I do believe you have the money to pay this man at least $300,000 to $400,000 and allow for this man to keep his money instead of donating half of his salary back to the school to help with improvements. So my thing is, if you want top-notch talent, you're going to have to pay these people. You might not be able to pay Deion $5 million like Colorado University, Colorado State, whatever it's called. You might not be able to pay him that, but you can at least pay this man his whole salary, $300,000, $400,000, maybe $500,000 because of who he is and what he can bring to the school. As my understanding, he encouraged the likes of P. Diddy to donate like $1 million to the school. He had Under Armour coming through donating stuff and some other things he was doing. But if you want that type of talent at an HBCU, you got to pay these people, right? All this, we's going to the white man's universities. Well, guess what? The white man's is paying. They paying top-notch dollar, right? Do you expect people, you know, you Negroes got to get out of this mentality of being a charity case for black people. It's insane that so many of y'all think that you're supposed to go in and help the black community and not be financially rewarded for your work. In a just manner. Like, take Deion. The first week or the first game he showed up, the first game he played, they stole his stuff out the damn locker room. He did another video where they was talking about they broke into his truck and stole a boombox one of his close friends gave him for his birthday. Why is this even happening at an HBCU, especially with a coach or a professional athlete of that status? There should have been like an unwritten rule saying nobody is to mess with Coach Prime at all, because he is that damn high value to this school and what he could do for the overall image of HBCUs in terms of athletics, right? You can't even prevent this man from getting his stuff stolen in the damn locker room. You can't even prevent this man's truck from being broken into. And it's also my understanding he didn't even have a coach's office when he first went down there, right? So like I said, I've been to an HBCU. I know what these schools are like. When I went to Tuskegee back in 1998, the summer of 98, a month after I graduated high school, I went to summer school in Tuskegee, where I started summer school to try to get some classes knocked out early. Anyways, I was on campus living in Banneker Hall. We didn't even have any AC in our dorms, right? It's the summertime in Alabama. Students is paying like this is during the summertime, so the tuition might have been lower. But anyways, students are paying like upwards of $16,000 a year to go there. And the male dorms didn't even have AC. We would be sitting around like we was in them dorms like we was in a damn sweatbox, man. But all the female dorms had AC. They was in there freezing their asses off. But all the dudes in the male dorms, we was in there sweating our balls off, right? But we giving this school $16,000 a year to go to, right? So my thing is HBCUs, look, I encourage people to go to them. Sub-Zero, he just did a video talking about how it's actually can be proven it's more beneficial for a black person to go to an HBCU, because chances are you'll do very well, You'll shine very well at an HBCU academically compared to that of a traditional PWI. And like I said, we give the example of Tuskegee because that's where me and Sub both went. But like I said, when I was there, the largest amount of students I had in one class probably was like 30. You go to a PWI like my brothers did, you might have 100, 200 motherfuckers in one class. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get that extra attention because the student to teacher ratio is nowhere near as high as a PWI. But even with all that being said, you still got to pay people, right? You can't expect to have top-notch talent and raise the overall status of an HBCU and not pay the talent that's coming there, whether they're teachers or professors or athletes and or coaches. Well, coaches, and you don't pay them the proper money, or you know, pay them a decent salary in comparison to what you know. Obviously, your school can afford to pay. Like I say, they can't afford to pay $5 million. But you can at least afford to pay $300,000 to $400,000 and not have this man donating half his damn salary back to the school. You can at least do that. So people over here are talking about, oh man, I can't believe he left. Well, think about, put yourself in that position. You go work for a company. You initially believe in the mission, but then you find yourself donating half your money back to the company to try to help the company. But then another person comes around who offers you the exact same job at an astronomically higher salary, and you don't have to donate your money back to the school. Y'all sit here and honestly tell me that you're not going to be sliding up out of there. All of y'all will be dipping. Every last one of y'all will be gone. And everybody who's out here preaching this crap, you got to do it for the love of black folks. Do it for the love of the culture. Nah, the culture don't pay a nigga's bills, B. The culture ain't paying niggas mortgages, ain't paying niggas bills, ain't funding their retirement accounts, ain't paying their medical. The love ain't doing that. You niggas got to pay. HBCUs got to pay. Now, like I say, I can speak on it because I went to an HBCU. Most of the people that I've seen talking about this, whether on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, a lot of these Negroes didn't go to HBCUs, but they up here yapping about the culture, what this meant for black society and the culture and HBCU. Nigga, you didn't even go to one. I went to one. I can speak on this. Y'all got to pay these people if you want them. You got to pay these people. That's just the way it works. That's just how it's going to have to be. Nobody's doing nothing for the love of the cult. This ain't the turn of the century, the early 1900s. This ain't the civil rights movement anymore. We are past them days. You got to break bread with people. and pay them and treat them right. You might not be able to pay them $5 million, but you can at least let him keep all of his salary and do whatever is in your power to protect his personal possessions while they're on your campus, in your stadium. There's no way in the world this man's truck should be getting broken into when he pulls up on campus. His truck should be the most. Deion Sanders should have been able to park his truck anywhere on campus, any time of the day. And everybody knows, do not mess with Coach Prime's truck. That's Coach Prime's truck. He should be able to leave his gym bag with a bag full of money, jewelry and everything anywhere on campus. And everybody on that campus should know that's Coach Prime stuff. Do not mess with his damn gym bag, mess with his money or his wallet. Everybody should know that. But no, that's not what happened. And then, like I say, you're stealing his stuff. You're breaking into his truck. He goes to other games. He's getting other coaches threatening to fight him and whoop his ass for whatever reason, because they're jealous of who he is. And then you got the man donating half his salary back to the school. And then you want to get mad because the man left and went to the white man who offered to pay him $5 million. Because remember, you go listen to Deion's press conference. What was the first thing he said when he went to the press conference? The first thing Deion said out of his mouth was, I'm thankful to be here, and I'm surprised that, and something about, thank God there's no crime up here. Now, why would you, as the head coach of a football team, going to doing your very first press conference, why in the first 30 seconds out your mouth are you talking about how you're thankful there's no crime up there? Right? It's because I'm pretty sure wherever Coach Deion pulls up on campus, he ain't going to worry about his truck being broken into. He can leave his gym bag with $100 bills all over the place in there, and ain't nobody going to steal it. They probably going to pick the bag up and take it to the and try to find him to make sure he get all his possessions back. But at an HBCU, where you're supposed to have all these highly educated Negroes, and we're supposed to have Black pride and all this stuff, My man's can't even park his truck without his shit getting broken into. That's Deion Sanders, bruh. That ain't just some random Rudy Poot nigga. We talking about one of the best football players in history. Period. Point blank, hands down, in the discussion. Played in two professional sports leagues. The only man in history to play in a Super Bowl and a World Series. This motherfucking Deion Sanders. This ain't your cousin and them who played high school football and now he's coaching. This is a nigga that went to the Super Bowl and the World Series. Deion Sanders, he should be safe to go anywhere on a Black campus. Do his job and get his money. So that's my two cents on it, man. That's why I don't agree with all this. Yeah, so what? He came in there talking about, this is what we're, yeah, this is the love. We're going to build up Black schools in the Black. I get it. That was all fine and dandy until you started breaking in my shit, nigga. The moment you started breaking into my stuff, stealing my crap, now I got to pay half my salary. All that other crap I said goes out the window. No. You're not going to treat me like some random Rudy Poot Negro. Nigga, I'm Deion Sanders. You're not going to treat me like some random Rudy Poot Negro. I will take my talents and go other places. And I don't blame him. But the bottom line is, HBCU's got to step their crap up. They've been slacking for way too long, bruh. Way too long. You want to be competitive? Break bread, pay these people. If you can't afford to pay them what the big boys pay them, you need to come with some perks out your ass. Perks galore. We can't afford $5 million, but we can give you $300,000, and we can give you all this other crap in exchange for it. But you need to break bread and treat these people like royalty, especially to the caliber of a Deion Sanders. Deion should have been treated like straight royalty out there. Nobody is messing with him. Everything is understood. And if anybody mess with him, niggas is getting taken out back and double tapped in the back of the head. Like, that's just how it should have been with him on that campus. Period, point blank. But you didn't do that. He did all that for the school, did all that for the team, had like two winning seasons back to back. I think the last season he was undefeated, if I'm not mistaken. But still, the man giving up half his salary. Nigga, this is Deion Sanders, bro. Like, who y'all think this ain't? This ain't Azriel first of his name. This was Deion motherfucking Sanders, B. Pull the resume. You know what I mean? Oh, and they broke into his son's car? They shouldn't be breaking into anybody's car that's related to Deion. That whole family should be have freaking Secret Service around them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should have just been understood. So all this whining and crying, it's like my nigga, what is y'all talking about? He said he went 27-5 in three seasons. I'm just saying. And I'm not even the biggest football fan. But at least I know who Deion is. I grew up, you know, he was a sports legend when I was a kid. Must be the money. Y'all remember that song? That was a jam. I remember when that song came out. I was like, boy, this dude crazy. But yeah, man, so that's my thoughts on this week's events, man. Derrick Jackson, hey, it shouldn't be a shock. Look at the man's status. Look at this dude. This is a dude that women lust after, been lusting after. And he got paper, and he's famous. It shouldn't come as a shock that him and his wife weren't going to make it. No matter how much he tried to change, like, bruh. It's just certain things about certain niggas. You can't. It takes a lot of. You gotta have to go through some serious rehab to get some things out of your system, especially when you're on that level. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I went through my little phase of being that nigga, but I didn't have the money or the fame. Derrick got all. I mean, just imagine this. You could be a nigga that women want. They lust after because of how you look. And you can go out there and slay a whole bunch of chicks, right? But at a certain point, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna kind of get tired of that. Because you know, yeah, I can go out here and do all this, but my pockets ain't right. So I can't spend all my time slaying all these chicks. But then you got dudes, their pockets are right. But they can lead with their wallet. But they still don't know what it's like to have a chick just look at you and she just wants you off of the strength of how she looks, of how you look, right? Like, she don't care about your money. She just wanna hop in the sack and make you do what it do just off the strength of how you look. But then you take then you have that rare, unique, well, I don't know how rare this is, but then you got that category of dudes. They got money, they got fame, and they got the looks that are driving these chicks crazy. They got it all. They're a triple threat. They got chicks throwing it at them, money, fame. It's hard to turn that crap off. You can't, I mean, you got it all figured out. You've done everything. You got the money, the fame, and the women. It's hard to turn that crap off and just be about one chick, man. Extremely hard. So you look at somebody like Derrick Jackson, it shouldn't come as a shock that your man's out here wilding. And he's out here, obviously out there getting back out in them streets, pumping and dumping, making it do what it do. Like, that was where this was going to head. Nobody should be shocked, man. You know what I'm saying? If the nigga just looked like how he looked, but he didn't have the money and the fame, he would probably still be with his wife working on his marriage right now, because his priorities would have shifted to, okay, I got to work on getting my money right so I can take care of my wife and kids properly. But he got all that. He got the money and the fame, and he got the looks that these chicks want. He can't turn that off, even if he wanted to. That shit ain't going to turn off until he's about pushing 60 years old, if he maintains a good physique and all that crap. He can drag this out to his 60s if he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? He said, that wasn't the cut, G. The original Must Be the Music, My Secret Weapon in 1981 was a cut. Oh, well, I was 1 year old in 1981, so I don't even recall. But I just know, Must Be the Money. That's when I first heard that, was by Deion. 81, I was 1 year old, so I don't know what was going on back then. But you're probably right, because even back in them times, a lot of artists from the early 90s were sampling music from the 80s. Like, that's, you know, kind of, that was the thing to do. Even before Puffy made it super famous to do it, the niggas had been already doing that. So, other thing we talked about, Brittany Griner. All right. Those of y'all who are subscribed to my Facebook fan page called G Dizzle, it's like 12,000 fans. I know a lot of y'all have been in y'all feels because of some of the memes I be posting over there. Listen, kind of is what it is, man. On that fan page, I post some of the most ratchet, ignorant memes. I don't create them. I just see other people sharing them and I reshare them. I would show some of them here on YouTube, but it might cause my channel to get demonetized. Especially the one I posted about Brittany Griner's fingers. It might cause my channel. That one really pissed some people off. I posted this picture. Somebody had made this meme talking about they showed an index finger or a pointer finger, right? And it was all white and ashy. And the caption said, "This is what Brittany Griner's fingers are looking like tonight." So y'all can, you know, put two and two together as to how that would be. Oh, they and their feelings on it. I'm like, y'all know I didn't make this meme. I just reshared it, right? But anyways, that's what's cracking on the G Dizzle Facebook fan page. If y'all want to go over there and support and just see ignorant, ratchet memes, that's all I post like 99% of the time. And people get in their feels over that crap. But I was still in rotation for you at the gym. Okay, yeah, I mean, you must be of that age group where that was popping, man. Like, when I go to the gym, when I work out, I listen to mostly like 90s hip-hop. That's my thing, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the era that I, you know, came of age in, was the 90s when I was a teenager. But yeah, man, so that's that. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm about to go. I got to go work on content for my tech class. I start class January 10th. I got quite a few students enrolled. So I got to get these people prepared and ready. So then go out there and get jobs. Switch careers. Get to the monies, right? That's what I teach people how to do. And it's funny because I got one of my potential students was a student of a Theo Wolf. Who went through Theo Wolf's training, and now he's you know, messing with your boy because apparently that didn't work out too, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I'm about to go. Y'all be easy out in these streets. Shout out to my man Royce. Go holler, go sub to his channel. And that's it, man. I'm out. Peace.